Hans' speeder was a lost cause. Trampled by the rancor it had hit, damaged beyond any hope of repair. Yuliri's was functional, having suffered only minor damage to a rear panel. Luke, mindful of the status and prickly nature of his new Dathomiri associates, elected to ride in the cargo speeder. Its seats and generous cargo bed accommodated the Skywalkers, the Solos, the other offworlders, Shaw, and the Sin Sisters. Yuliri piloted it at a pace that would not leave the remaining witches and their rancors behind.
"This gathering is in a sense your doing,"
Kamina told Luke. He gave her a surprised look. "How was that? I haven't been here in years."
"But when you did come here, you changed things. That is why they say of Luke Skywalker, wherever he goes, things change."
There was a touch of sadness to Kamina's voice. She did not look at Luke or even at the rising, hilly terrain in the direction she faced, but into some distant region of the past.
"I was a baby when first you came to Dathomir, and your deeds were often spoken of around the fires. Some of the clans experimented with new laws, freeing their menfolk. Later, when you commanded that a Jedi school be raised here, it accepted any who are strong in the Force, not just girls, which was a very different way of doing things."
Luke nodded. Traditionally, the clans of Dathomir were matriarchal and matrilineal, with the males often slaves or little more. So change came.
"Yes, not evenly, not predictably, sometimes not peacefully."
Luke felt a little prickle of danger, of hostile intent, as a raising of hairs on the back of his neck. He turned and caught Oleon in the act of glaring at him from the rear of the cargo bed. He had the sense that if she had the opportunity to creep up on him with her knife, she'd not just kill him, but skin him as well. He forced himself to ignore her. Kamina, apparently unaware of the exchange of glances between Luke and her sister, continued.
"With some clans, the bolder and stronger men would escape and live in small groups out away from the women. This had been going on as long as there had been people on Dathomir, but their numbers increased in the years after your visit. Some of these men would make raids on the clans, striking when there were few or no witches about, stealing supplies, sometimes even stealing mates from among the women who had no powerful arts.